All right, Eagles fans, as we await the Eagles' second-round pick, number 52 overall, Bo Wolf here alongside Greg Cosell, senior producer from NFL Films. And, Greg, let's take a look at what the rest of the NFC East has done early in the second round here, starting with the New York Giants, who took Ereck Flowers for the offensive line in day one. Then they trade up, give up a fourth- and seventh-round pick to get the very first pick of the second round and take Alabama safety Landon Collins.
So they clearly had him targeted to make that trade.
And they had no safeties on the roster.
That is correct. And you know, safety, Bo, is the most scheme-specific position in the NFL. So when you draft a safety, you have to have a clear sense of what he is and how he fits in what you want to do. And Landon Collins is a box safety. He's not very good on the back end. He's not a single high safety. Now, can he play in a two-shell, quarters, cover two? Yes, he can. But he's not really a back-end safety in a strict sense. And you know what tells you that? At Alabama, when they went to their dime package, which he played what's called the money position, which was linebacker. So Nick Saban has told you about Landon Collins by how he chose to use him. But Collins, he's a physical in-the-box safety. That's his game.
All right. How about Washington with Scott McGlewin now a general manager? All of a sudden, they're making reasonable picks in the NFL draft, Greg. They take Brandon Scherff to address an anemic offensive line, number five overall. Second round, they take Mississippi State pass rusher Preston Smith, a good fit for that defense.
Yeah, and I think kind of a movable chess piece to a certain extent in a 3-4 defense being put in by Joe Barry. That'll be a little different than Hazlitt's 3-4 defense. And I think Smith is a guy they can move around. He played multiple positions at Mississippi State. He actually reminded me of Pernell McPhee, who played for the Ravens, lined up all over the formation.
Another Mississippi State guy.
That is correct. So the question is, where does Preston Smith play in their base defense? My sense is they'll try to play him an outside linebacker, maybe get down to 260 instead of 270 and play him an outside linebacker opposite Ryan Kerrigan.
All right, finally, how about Dallas? A couple days ago, Eagles fans, big fans of Byron Jones, now enemy number one after he was the first-round pick of Dallas. They've got a later pick in the second round, 28th in the round, probably expected to address the defense once again. I think Grady Jarrett is a possibility up front, but there's also some pass rushers as well.
Yeah, Grady Jarrett, Bo, was one of my favorite players to watch in this draft. He, to me, he'd fit perfectly as a one technique or even a three technique as he develops. He's a very explosive guy. He's short. I think he was the shortest of the D tackles in terms of height, but he's about 300 pounds, and he's explosively quick, and I see him developing over time. He could be a Geno Atkins-type player.
There's also a few pass rushers, as we said. You like Utah's Nate Orchard as a possibility.
Yeah, Nate Orchard's a fascinating player because the more tape I watched on Orchard, the more I saw him play stacked inside linebacker. But I think he's seen as a pass rusher. He's a guy who's not a sort of bend-the-edge guy, uses his hands pretty well. He's more of a speed-to-power pass rusher.
Omawabe Odighizuwa from UCLA and Danielle Hunter from LSU, also possibilities who we've talked about potentially for the Cowboys later in this second round. But for now, we turn our attention back to the Eagles, the 20th pick in the second round. Much more to come this weekend on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.